Now back to the Getta.
The Getta.
With Simplistic, Catty, and Dubious One.
This is One Caribbean Radio, 97.9 HD2. And I think the skipper has a special guest on the line.
Hello, good afternoon. Natana, you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we're all excited. We're all hyped because we have you on the line.
Yes.
And I have to say, I don't know anybody who doesn't like you. And I'm just being real. You know, you come across...
Wicked. Thanks for that one.
You know, it's not only the music, but your spirit. You're very humble. And it's like you have all this talent, but it's like you don't really floss it. You know
She's
what
humble.
I mean?
She's
very
humble.
And it's something that people love to embrace. So tell us about, you know, how you create this music that you create and your persona and just how it all clicks together.
I think one of the first thing is to always be true to yourself and be real with who you are. You know, and mm-hmm. to know that nobody is really better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Even a man once told me a long time ago, he said, even the person who sweeps the floor in a company is more important than the CEO.
That's real.
That means, you know, nobody's over anybody because that person sees the company owner on the way in and on the way out, you know, the last person in and the last person out. Even a child deserves respect.
Mm-hmm.
And where I get my inspiration from is just from my own life experience.
So Etana, I gotta ask you, how did you get that name, Etana? Because I don't know, that's not your real name, not your government name.
Well, it is my government name now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I saw the name Etana and saw that it meant the strong one, and I wanted something that would remind every woman, you know, that we are powerful beings. We are powerful people. And I also thought that Etana rhymed with Shauna.
Ah.
So I figured what better name to have than something that, you know, stands that kind of represents what you believe in.
So what did your parents say about you changing your name from what they named you to, Etana?
My mom, you know? Really cool.
Okay.
She always allowed me, since I was a little girl, to do what I wanted to do as long as I wasn't going out of line. You know, and she doesn't mind. She's really cool.
Good. I would be a little offended, you know.
Why?
Yeah, exactly, right?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm a very strange person. You know, if I name you one thing, that's it. That's the end of it. But no, I think it definitely fits your personality and fits your music. And like I said, I don't know anyone who doesn't recognize your music for what it is: quality reggae music. You know, the lyrics,
Thank
the voice,
you.
I think we're pretty much all on the same page in this room with the quality that you come out with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you see any difference between reggae and dancehall music? Do you feel like you just kind of represent it all? Where do you see yourself?
There's a big difference between reggae and dancehall music. Mm-hmm. Reggae is heart and soul music. Music that even the drum, the bass speaks to you. It's to me, deep, sometimes spiritual, very, very truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, dancehall music is also truthful, but to another extent, and sometimes poetic or just being creative, light, and about the more, you know, I'd say probably it's a little bit rougher at times, a little bit disrespectful, can be almost like how hip-hop is come across sometimes. So there's a difference between hip-hop and there's a difference between hip-hop and R&B, and a difference between reggae music and dancehall music. Major difference to me.
So have you ever heard a dancehall rhythm and wanted to voice on that track? You know, I'm thinking about, you know, artists like Taurus Riley and Damian Marley even, who are very, very strong in the reggae industry, but, you know, they can still kill a dancehall rhythm. Do you ever get the urge or temptation to do that?
I have done it, and when I do sing on a dancehall track, it comes off as like a cross between R&B, hip-hop, I think, because I'm more singing than I am chatting on the track, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it come off different, just the same.
Okay, but you prefer the reggae, the soul reggae, right?
Well, really and truly, I can't say I prefer anything. I do music, you know, so if the track is hot, I'd definitely do something on it. That's how I am now, at least.
Okay, gotcha.
True indeed. So, Tana, quick question here. Being nice talking, she's talking about dancehall. What's your take on the dancehall music? As in, you know, how you know, music has changed some. You know, it's some of the lyrics coming out right now may be a little slack. You know, what's your you know, what's your take right now on dancehall?
I don't think it's dancehall alone like that. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Some of if you listen to some of the rap music now and some of the hip hop being played on the radio, you'll realize that it's changed all over.
Yeah,
like people are saying things that they would never usually be able to say 5 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with dancehall music, too. People are saying stuff that they weren't able to say 5 years ago, and they would rather to have the version that they could actually beep out than the version that is a clean version, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The DJs would rather to play the stuff to beep it out so people kind of know what you're saying more than a clean version of the song. So to me, it's just, I guess it's just a change of the time more than the change of the music, you know? Because to me, it's saying some of the same things just in a more raw way.
Right. True indeed.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to sing reggae music compared to other genres of music that they have out there? Because your voice, I mean, as we see, can handle so many different styles and genres, you know, effortlessly. So what made you decide to take that route compared to maybe another genre, I should say?
I mean, I've had my experience in R&B and rock music because that's what I used to do first.
Okay.
And I've had my experience driving around, shopping, doing the video shoots, doing the everything else that, you know, comes with doing R&B rock music. And to me, it's just like what it takes, like for the image, the selling of the sex and all of that stuff. It's just not me. I think I'd rather go talent first, which is inside, outside, you know. And I'll do everything that it takes to do that more than just selling sex and having this easy, nice ride, selling your soul kind of thing. Not being able to be you all the time because you have to do what they say, you have to wear what they say to fit into a particular image. You can't 100% be what you want to be. You have to kind of be this thing, be this puppet, this doll.
Which true.
I like to write my own lyrics. I like to do my own thing. I like to wear my own clothes. I like to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I'll fight for.
Nice. Definitely.
So tell us what you have in the works. I know that you dropped an album back in 2008. You've had some, you know, hit singles last year. What's on tap for you for 2012?
Well, she actually had like three albums. Three albums. So.
Yeah, the third album, I'm working on it now.
Oh, look at simplistic ahead of the game.
And I find it challenging because I have to do so much traveling in between, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. The work continues.
Yeah, where are you at now? Where are you, like Bahamas? Bermuda, where you at now?
No, I'm in Bermuda.
Bermuda
nice. Now.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
All over. So, I mean, you've toured many countries. What would you say is the place that you have the biggest reception? You know, that you have your fans out there where you go, it's just like Itana's world. What would you say is that place?
Wow.
Yeah.
Africa, Dominica.
Oh, wow.
France, Germany. Amsterdam.
Okay.
Holland.
Nice.
Couple places. Well, I just can't remember all of them. Don't kill me if I didn't say. especially like Belize. I said Belize already, right? They're crazy about the music.
Nice.
I remember one time in Belize, we did a show over there, and the club was so full. Big enough club, like huge club. Maybe 2,000 people, 3,000. But the club was so full that the AC broke down inside in the whole building, and the glass, it was glass surrounded by glass. The glass was sweat, like you had some kind of moisture coming off the glass, like a glass of sweat. The place, there was no air left in the building. Like when I got into, I'm going to say like maybe halfway through my set, ready to take a breath just to sing the song, there was no more air left for me to take a breath.
Lord.
Like, wow. I had to come off the stage and leave the venue. So, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, whole heap of different experiences.
So, do you ever get blown away? Like, just instances like that, do you reflect back in your life and, you know, just think about how long it took you to get there, the struggles? How do you react to things like that? Like, do you surprise yourself sometimes?
Yeah, I do. And sometimes you get to the venue and you're like, I wonder what it's going to be like today. And you're wondering if, you know, you had a good turnout and all of these stuff. And then when you walk inside the venue and the venue full and everybody's singing every song, yeah, sometimes you get goosebumps. Sometimes, you know, you get emotional depending on the vibe, you know. And sometimes it's just fun and laugh and laughter and, you know, vibes. And as far as, like, the struggles and the time it took, like, I've been in reggae for 5 years, right? This will be my 6th year, like, November of this year. And I think about all the hard work that I've put in to get to this point. And I think about all the hard work that I'm going to have to put in to maintain and to build even more, you know? So it's a whole heap of things in one.
All right, nice. True indeed. Well, we're not going to hold you that long, but I know you just dropped a new single, I Am Strong. You want to tell the people a little something about that?
I love that song.
Yeah, let's tell the Tri-State a little something about that record right there.
I'm Strong. I heard the track, and I figured it was like, you know, something kind of like off of the Bob Marley kind of vibe. And I thought about the rebel in him and the rebel in me. And, you know, just how the people are and the some of the songs that he used to sing and some of the, you know, the way that I feel about, you know, my life now. And the lyrics just came and just went into the studio. We dropped it in like less than 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. It was almost like freestyling. That was, I think, I'm Strong is the only song I didn't write down before I actually do it. I did it in the booth.
Okay, got you. So, Tana, can you give the people your information on how to get in contact with you on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, etc.?
Definitely. Always look for Etanastrongone. It's all spelled out one word. It's on a strong one. So that would be the same thing for Twitter. For my website is www.etanastrongone.com. Etana the strong one. For Twitter is Etana strong one. Facebook is Etana Strong One, and the Facebook fan page is One Etana.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's simple. And I'm always on Twitter tweeting, it's me. And for the Facebook and fan page, at times I do come in and, you know, talk to the people, respond to my fans and all of these things, you know, let them know what's up, what's good, what I think about and what's going on at the time. Sometimes we upload pictures. I'm very involved.
Good. That's good. I like artists who are hands-on with their social media. Yeah. It's real good. It gives the people a feel, you know, a sense of closeness to you.
Yeah, because I can't fly to Amsterdam to see Tana. We need you to come
yes,
to New York.
Can.
We need you to come to New York. When you come into the Tri-State area, when can people see you here?
You know, we've had so many talks about coming to New York in this year. The thing is the right timing to get there. Because I know we have Australia and then we have Europe and all of these places, Australia, New Zealand and Europe and UK are long visits, like for 3-4 weeks, 6 weeks at a time. So we're trying to figure out when would be the right time to get into New York, especially New York.
Yes. We only need about 2 days. Just give us 2 days. We'll come out, support, we'll be there. So just let us know when and we got you.
Definitely.
Well, Etana, thank you for calling in. We're going to leave the people with your new single, I Am Strong. So you want to, you know, set this up for the people before you get up on out of here?
Well, first of all, big up to 97.9 HD2 for having me on the radio.
Thank you.
And for all the people listening, you know, stay positive, live and love life. Life is for living. Enjoy your moments. Create good memories. I don't know, big up to everybody supporting positive music and positive vibe, positive energy. That's it. Love.
True indeed. This is Etana's I Am Strong. Etana, hold the line for 1 second.
Hey, smell that? It's brand spanking new. New music. New music. New music. New music. New music. New music.
They don't like the way I do. Hypocritical
side,
but I'm strong, 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 and I'm gonna be around. Yeah, I'm strong, strong.
hypocrite, them be them can't tear me. No, no, no. No matter what them chat, me not trust them. No. And anywhere me see them, me no fear them. No, no. And them dirty ways, I got you up them. 'Cause I'm strong, strong, strong. And I'm gonna be around. Serious for real and not your thing. If you don't wrong, they complain. And if you don't right, it's still the same. And in this life, it is no game. You got to be wise and know your way. Got to be strong. So strong.
Get up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.